Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, John? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wait.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Media Assassin.
We're not tuned in at Off the Cuff Radio exclusive episode alongside with my co-host T-Max with the Facts, Pittsburgh Pat.
What it do, y'all. Another tremendous Thursday. OTC up in the building, live and direct. Shout out to our co-hosts, still out there, man. Lady Chinchilla. Shout out to Core Financial, God Vinci Clothing, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Dirty Basement Radio, Jesse's Boutique, and a cast of thousands behind us. We are here. We are here. We are here. What's going on, y'all?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? I ain't got nothing to plug all like that. I'm just repping the soldiers tonight, man. I'm just here repping the soldiers, man. You know, I apologize to anybody tuning in for Chaotic. He ain't call. I'll get in touch with him. We'll make that up. But our guest right now is on the line. I don't want to hold her up all night or nothing. Honored to have her. We got the legendary, the sister of the late, but very, very great Soldier Slim. We got G.I. Peaches on the phone. How you doing, Peaches?
Yep.
Oh, this is my time. It's my time. Okay. What's up?
It's your time. How you
okay.
doing?
It's Peaches' time. It's the
Peaches
show. Hey, what's up?
Hello, girl. Really, really honored to have you on. We just played one of your throwback joints, but I had to reach out to you between the show.
I know. Where y'all did y'all find that track at? Y'all went way in the archives.
Look, I'm a fan of yours. I got the recognition. I got the project, buddy. I got all this stuff, bro.
What?
Come on, girl, I got all
let
that.
Let me find out. Okay.
I'll take a screenshot of my G.I. Peaches playlist. You'll be impressed. I got some joints of yours, so don't worry.
Because I'm already a little bit impressed. You show me the playlist, I might fall out. You know the Peaches track. You know if you know the recognition, you know G.I. Peaches.
Yeah, I got the recognition. I got the project barbecue. I got all that. There's a few joints on the, there's a mixtape. It's just called Cutthroat Mixtape Volume 1. It's floating around online. You got like four joints on that. I got all your shit.
Oh, okay. Look, I ain't know nothing about all that. I'm going to have to look that up because I might got to send them a suit
up. Yeah, I heard your joint, your new joint, which we're going to play here at the end of the video. No second guessing. Her dad, like, as soon as she dropped it. And I love that record because it was short and sweet. It just, you popped up like you punched everybody in the mouth with that joint. You just came hard on it.
You know, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to stomp them out. I could curse on you?
Yeah, hell
hey,
yeah.
Hey, we
off
the radio, man. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to clean it up. But, yeah, I'm you know, I'm glad you fucked with me. But that's what I was trying to do. I wanted to stomp foes out, stomp niggas out. On the track, you know, I like to fight in real life, but it's not healthy at this point because, you know, people be having guns in the car. So
yeah.
Now I'm going to just beat them up on the track. You know, I'm going to just beat the state for that week now.
And I love you. You came with the bars on that one. You just came in. I don't even know if the song even really got a hook, do it? You just came in
it
with
a hook. It don't got a hook. It's just straight bars. It's no hook.
Yeah.
Straight bars.
I loved it. We're going to play that here at the end of the video. So what can we expect coming up, though? Is that a little preview to what we got coming in the near future?
So, you know, I'm working on the brand new album with the record label because, you know, I just signed with KLC in, like, November. So I'm working on a brand new album with them. Yeah, it's big. It's big over here. That's big, fat. So, look. I'm going to be doing an album with them, but until I do the album, I'm going to give y'all a mixtape, like, next month.
Okay.
Oh.
We with it.
Okay,
y'all know y'all
going
to be on my email list. I got to get y'all email because y'all got to be, you know, one of the exclusives to get it. You got to be exclusive.
Anytime you drop anything, you can ask Magnolia Sam about us, man. I play all his stuff. I hold y'all down, man. I try to do
Sam,
my part.
Shout out to Sam, man. Shout out to Sam for the connection. Because Sam really showed love, and I'm glad that we all connected. Now, that's what y'all. I like what y'all doing.
Yeah, that's
man,
my dog, look, man. I used to be on a different show. I quit for a while, and I came back just because I felt like, well, what, these guys right here, they're my boys. They got a bigger platform than I was on before, and I always kept in touch with these dudes, and I'm like, man. You know, I fuck with hip-hop from all over and shit, but New Orleans, your brother, that's where my heart's at, you know what I mean? And I just felt like, man, I got a platform. There's all these artists that don't get the recognition, they don't get the love that they deserve, and they're dope. Like, you're not just Slim Sister, like, you're hard. You got, you know, you got your own shit to say. And,
I do. And a lot of people get confused.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if I'm just sitting there with a platform that's not being used, you know, like, I got my own show now on this platform called Soldier Sundays, where I'm just going to focus on nothing but Cutthroat, Chopper City, See Murder stuff, Soulja Slim stuff. You know, it's for you guys. So anytime you need an interview, you need me to play a song, anything like that, I got my own show for that purpose. And it's for that purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want all y'all to know, like, yeah,
that's
like,
love.
I want y'all to know, like, you got, like, a home show if you want. It's your show. Like, you want me to interview somebody, one of your people? Like, it's your show. You can do the interview. Like, whatever you want to do with it. It's for y'all. You know what I mean? And I mean that. Like, it ain't just some empty promise type shit. You know what I mean? But,
I appreciate
so,
it. I'm glad y'all like us. That's big. That's really big.
You know, I wanted to do it because I just feel like there's not enough love being shown. Like, we see a lot of fake love. Without going into detail, we see a lot of fake love going out to your brother. And I'd rather people diss him than show him fake love. Because to me, that's even more disrespectful. Like, you ain't doing shit for his legacy. Like, you know, just don't do shit then. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know who does shit for Slim's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needed that. You know what I mean? But,
God.
So I feel that, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, missed out on many opportunities when your brother passed. And they're not getting any love from anybody. So I wanted to do my part and give you guys, share my platform with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So,
thanks.
You know, Sam's
thanks.
Always welcome on. You're always welcome on. And I mean that. And one thing I wanted to touch on real quick. I know you can't go into detail, and I don't want you to. I want that detail to be on your own terms. But you announced the other day about the 50 Cent show, Hip Hop Homicides. They're going to do a deep dive on your brother.
Yeah.
Just, do you have an idea of when that's going to be? That's the only question I have about it. I know you can't go into detail, but do you have any idea when we can expect that?
So it'll probably be towards the beginning of fall and, like, towards the end of summer, because we don't record it till this Friday.
Okay.
So get on camera this Friday to do the interview. They started some of them today. But this Friday, and we probably won't see it on TV till probably July-ish, August. I'll be able to confirm after Friday for you guys.
Okay.
Cool.
And that's major. That's major because
it is. It's one of the biggest things that we've had for him in a very long time. And right now, 50 Cent and Mona Scott are basically like the pinnacle of Black Hollywood right now. Like, everything is really in 50 Cent hands when it comes to TV, because he has, of course, Power Ghost. He has Power by Itself. He has the other show, BMF. You know, 50 Cent is really controlling Black hip-hop right now. So for him to take an interest, it's really, really big. It's really big for us.
It's very big. I think it's important that you guys have just here to, like, actually give your perspective on everything, and because without, like, the interruption from, like, hip-hop blog sites and comments on the internet and all that, an opportunity to sit in front of a camera, tell your perspective without any outside noise, I think that's very important, and to give people, like,
and that's what I think so special about this time, because we're on it. We chose the people who they interview. You know, we have a lot of control in it. And, I mean, that's all we've ever wanted. A lot of people ask for a long time, like, when they getting a Soulja Slim story, when they getting a Soulja Slim documentary. But it had to touch our hands first so we can tell you. Because every story that you see online, probably 10% of it is true and the rest of it is false.
Because people just
tell stories. You know what I'm saying? They fabricate a lot.
And
you'll get to see our perspective.
And one thing I think is important for people to know, that when Slim passed, he was really on his way up. Like, Slow motion didn't blow up because Slim passed. Like, it blew up because it was a hit record. A lot of people didn't even. Yeah, like nobody even, like, there was people that didn't, that still don't know who Soulja Slim is. They know every word to that song. Like, you know what I mean?
That's really crazy that you said that, because I actually did a search on Twitter for Slow Motion, and people just called it Juvenile song. Now, a true fact about that song is that was actually my brother's song.
Yeah, but there's an original version to it out.
Right. Juvenile was a bigger artist, so he just gave it to Juvie because, you know, it was going to pop off. Regardless,
because
it's Juvenile.
Yeah, I give credit to Juvie for, he actually gave the credit, because that was Juvie's first number one song, which a lot of people find hard to believe. But
correct.
I give credit to Juvie, because Juvie's like, look, that really ain't my song. That's Soulja Slim's song.
He really felt it.
I was on a major at the time. He was on Koch, so he felt it could do more on my album than his. So I don't even look, that's Soulja Slim's number one record, not mine. So I respect him for giving the credit, you know.
Juvenile is one of those real people who, you know, you'll run into when it comes to the whole Soulja Slim thing. You know, he's been rocking with us for the longest time, and, you know, we've been rocking with him. I can actually say he's one of the authentic ones that we have ran into. And, you know, we still have the authentic version of Slow Motion that doesn't contain Juvenile.
Oh, that's what's up.
So,
that's,
you know, maybe one day we'll let people hear.
That's what I was saying, though. Like, Slim was on his way up at the time of his passing. He had the crew behind him with Lil Rel on 12 O'Clock, 2080, Double Cross, and Chaotic. You know, Sam, Leezy, you. He had the crew with so much talent. And whenever he passed, so I think there's a lot of people out there that, like, you'll hear one story from another person, another story from another person. I think Slim just had a lot of ideas, a lot of plans, and, you know, I just get disappointed because, like, I wish Slim knew how hard he hit other areas. Like, if I put a blindfold on you and walk you through Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, and just let you listen, you would think you were in New Orleans. The way people talk, they say, oh, that's my Wody, that's my Round. That's all because of your brother, and that was way before he passed away. And that's what hurts the most. Like, I can't listen to Slow Motion because it hurts, because I knew that was his ticket. And I knew that would have been his time to see the impact he really had on people. And that hurts, you know what I mean? Like, I wish he knew, like, what he really did for people, you know what I mean? And, like, the culture that he created and what he really meant to people. Like, so when
people say he was the
New Orleans Tupac, he was everybody's Tupac. Like, Slim was official.
You know what? I think some way he does know. Because right now, a lot of things are coming full circle where his story is getting told, where he, you know, we got a lot of things that's coming up, a lot of things that's about to happen, that it's finally his time. And I'm thankful for people like you that tell your stories and fans that tell their stories. And we love it. We love it. We never get tired of it. Don't ever think we're tired of hearing it. We love it because y'all are the reason why children who are like 5 years old know who Soulja Slim is. He's nowhere near from their time. But they know who he is. Because y'all keep telling that story and keep telling it. Tell people how you love him. Because that's what they hate to hear, that he still made it even though they took him away.
I still bump all his shit like it's brand new. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still listen to every single thing he ever put out. I go through little phases. Like, I'll be stuck on the album with BG for a while. Then I'll be stuck on Streets Made Me. And it, you know, like, I just always have, no matter what kind of playlist I got, I always go with Slim album on that playlist. You heard me? Like, I've been like that my whole life. I'll never stop. Like, that dude meant so much more than just spitting bars to me. You know what I mean? Like, that dude stood for so much. And, you know, he showed a lot of us how to be soldiers, how to be men. You know what I mean? Like, I told that to Sam. Like, bro, you could work a desk job, and Slim will teach you how to deal with just bullshit in everyday life. Like, how to be a man, you know what I mean? Like, how to just stand on your own and, you know, have respect for yourself. That's all a soldier really is, being able to overcome whatever comes at you. And stand on your own two feet. That's what it's about. You know what I mean?
And that is so true, because that is, even me, I mean, even me, you know, when I was going through things at a job where I was experiencing racism, you know, soldier-like mentality, really, I used to listen to it every morning before I went into work, and I was, you know, it would get me through the day. So I think as artists, everybody says to make an impact on people, and I mean, even at that 20 years later, to make an impact still, like the way that you speak about him is so passionate. And it's 20 years later.
Yeah.
It's almost
20
years later.
Yeah. Like I said, you can ask these two guys on the phone right now. Like, the reason I came back to radio was for Slim. I felt like I'm not doing my part. I got a platform, and I'm not doing my part. And that one joint, your brother said, takes way more than screaming, I'm cutthroat to the bone. And what that means to me is, it takes more than me just saying I'm a fan of his music. Like, what? How can I be mad at other people for disrespecting his legacy if, even if I just touch one person? Like, if I'm not doing that, then how can I even be mad at somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got 56,000 subscribers. Even if two people hear this interview or anything I say about Slim, like, it might be two people that never really sat down and listened to him before that need to hear him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I came back just for that reason, just to give my platform to all his people. Like, you know, I try to do right by Slim's people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look forward to continuing to do that. But I don't want to hold you up, Peaches. I know you got a life to live and everything. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate your time. And, you know, like I said, I can't tell you how much this means to me. Like, I haven't been nervous for an interview in a long time. I'm kind of like, like we love you. We love your brother. We love your mama. Like, you know, and I mean that anytime you need anything from us, like, this show is yours. I mean that. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. I want you to promote everything you got going on, like where people can find you. And then we're going to close it out by your new single, No Second Guess. So take us into that song after you promote all your stuff.
All right. So what's up? It's girl Project Barbie. They call me. But I am G.I.P. Just I am the sister of the late, but so great. So just remember, I am on here doing my damn thing. If you're looking to follow me, I am on Instagram. You can catch me at the, that's D-A, Project, T-R-O-J-E. Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, that's Instagram. And of course, everywhere else, I'm G.I.P. And that includes Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. I'm G.I.P. Soldier Slim Sister. Look me up and fuck with me. And make sure y'all fuck with Cuff Radio. You know, we doing it. They showing love. You know, they're putting it out there for us. And they real people. Real is rare. So make sure you fool with them.
Definitely, Peaches, if you got a little bit of time, you know, we would love for you to stay longer, because I mean, there's so much we have to touch on. You come from a very long, distinguished, and legendary line of legends from the NOLA. I mean, we do this for Tulane Gravier, we do this for Third War, we do this for Calio, we do this for Desire, we do this for the Lower Ninth. I mean, yo. I mean, Currency, Master P, Cash Money, Lil Yachty, you know, from UNLV, Yellow Boy, rest in peace. I mean, girl, is there something about y'all out there that y'all just have this infectious, real, and all kinds of authentic aura that designates y'all one of the realest? And we know y'all with that smoke from the lyrical level and from the street level. Did y'all cook it like gumbo when the shit get hot, when y'all let it rock? I mean,
exactly.
Tell us about your beginnings with it. I mean, Slim is a story in itself, and the legacy
Correct.
You have as his sister is one thing, but we also want to know the family, you know, hustle in terms of how the art of rhyme came into its time with all of you. Please, go ahead with it.
Well, like I said, you know, my brother has been a rapper since I was probably 4 years old. So I'm 4 years old. My brother is getting picked up in limousine going to concerts. At the time, you never realize that people are really stars at all until, you know, my brother would pick me up school and the people would go crazy. Like, parents, kids, they would go insane. And I'm like, what's the matter with y'all? That's just my brother. He ain't nobody special. But they would, I mean, they've always, you know, they've always loved him for his authenticity and just keeping it real. Like, he's never turned people down. I mean, if it's his last dollar, he'll give it to you. If he's got nothing, he'll give you whatever he has, because that's just how he is. I mean, we've been raised to be great people. My mom raised us to be proud, great people, you know, loyal people, because that's how she is. She's very emotional, wear everything on her sleeve. So, you know, sometimes we do operate off of emotion, but the hard work is inside of us. So a lot of times people are like, hey, you know, you are just, you know, you are so confrontational. And it's not so much confrontational. We are real people. We just tell you how we feel. Why should we hide how we feel? And I think that just explains, you know, my brother. Like, he's going to tell you how he feel. He's going to tell you where he's from. He's going to tell you what he's like. He's going to tell you what he don't like. Because it's just all transparent. That's all we know how to be.
So how old were you when you realized that your brother wasn't from New Orleans, that he was New Orleans? Like, I tell people all the time that anybody that knows Slim, he put, like, a little bit of Magnolia in all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never left Pittsburgh, but, like, there's 1% of me that's from the Magnolia, and I've never been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's never been,
man,
I don't think there's ever been an artist.
We gotta get you down here and bring you to the
news. Yeah, I'm from Ghana.
Food alone
is
gonna be
but,
long right
look,
there,
we,
man.
Look, I don't think there's ever been an artist though that actually identified with a city before. Like, if you heard any rapper from New Orleans, you heard somebody that was influenced by your brother. Like, I don't
correct.
Think there's anybody that like actually identified like with the city, like he was the lifeblood of the city. And like, that's no disrespect to anybody. Like, you know, you go to Detroit,
right.
Like Proof and, you know, Jay Dilla, they meant a lot to Detroit. And there's no disrespect to anybody. I just think that when you think of Soulja Slim, like, he really was, I mean, we're 20 years later, you can't be from New Orleans and say something even semi-negative about Slim. You just can't do that.
No.
Like, you know, like, you can do that about other people and it'll just go viral and all that. You do that about Slim, like, you're not going to make it. People won't fuck with you. Like, that's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think we ever had an artist like that that actually, like, you know, really, like, was the city like that. You know what I mean? So when did you realize that your brother was something special like that? Like, he wasn't just a rapper from New Orleans. He was the top dog in New Orleans, you know?
It's been more my adult life. Like, each day is getting crazier and crazier. But it was more like I was in high school. So, of course, we're from New Orleans. We experienced Hurricane Katrina. And that's when, of course, we had to leave our homes and go and live somewhere else. And we lived in Houston, Texas for a while. And when I would go to school in Texas, in Houston, you know, people would ask me all day, ain't you Soulja Slim sister? Ain't you Soulja Slim sister? Now, this is after he dead like 2-3 years now. And we waited in Houston.
Yeah.
And these are people my age. And I hear the age, my age. And then I think it was when I was in high school, once we got back after Katrina. And I think when it really hit me, I had my friends. And when they would talk to people and people would see me, they'd be like, oh, that's Soulja Slim sister. You really hang out with Soulja Slim sister? Like, that's really your friend? That's not your real friend. And they'll be like, yeah, we've been friends since, you know, we've been in friends since with my freshman. But they would be like, that's really Soulja Slim sister. That's like really Soulja Slim sister. And I'm like, yeah, that's my brother. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'll pay for it on the radio, make it bounces on the radio, but I'm thinking, you know, he's just New Orleans bound. And now that I'm 32 years old, it's like severely crazy. Like, we got people showing up at our house on a bus, talking about they on a tour. Like, we got people showing up, like, they catching Ubers here, saying they take a picture with the family. They heard we take pictures. Now it's like, I mean, Florida, man. Shout out to Florida. shout out to Florida, man. I mean, these people come
Florida's
on
a big soldier. That's soldier land down there.
Man,
for
when
real.
I tell y'all, these people showing up on buses, vans. They standing on top of cars outside of the house.
Yeah, I believe
oh, wow.
it. I believe
yeah.
it. You even hear, like, the young rappers from Florida make Soulja Slim references, and they're, like, 18 years old. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't even
like,
alive when he passed.
Kodak Black is, like, a huge Soulja Slim fan.
Oh, definitely, yeah. He's actually one of the ones I was talking about. Like, even, like, in Chicago, like, on King Von's album, his young bug, his name's, like, Prince Dre or something, on one of the King Von songs, he's like, I be posted up like I'm in the know you with a chopper like I'm Soulja Slim. And it's like, man, how does this 16-year-old kid even know who Soulja Slim is? You know what I mean? But like,
it's wild.
That's
like,
how...
It's getting wilder. Like, when I heard Future, I was like,
yeah.
well, Future
oh, yeah.
wore a shirt that said, rest in peace, Soulja Slim.
Rest in peace,
Soulja
Slim.
Like,
yeah, he wore that to a concert. Yeah.
Hell
I'm like,
yeah.
this is crazy.
I mean,
Kendrick
I think
Lamar,
it's
I end
cool
up being,
that we see that now, you know.
I end up
like,
being at a Kendrick Lamar concert in New Orleans, and Kendrick Lamar was like, shout out to Soulja Slim. I'm like, what the hell?
Wow,
Kendrick,
that's crazy.
Lamar.
But a lot of those
Kendrick
guys, are, like, a lot of those guys don't get the credit for being students of the game that they really are, and if you're going to go to New Orleans, you better know who Soulja Slim is. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, you got that's like going to Brooklyn and not knowing who Biggie is. You know what I mean? Like, you better know who Soulja Slim is if you go to New Orleans.
Exactly.
Like,
now, they ain't asking
yeah.
for no other people. They say Soulja Slim. Yeah. Nah, you know, they can find them on the internet, I guess. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you and your mom get to receive that love because, you know, you guys are what we got left. You know what I mean? Like, you got, like, for y'all or here for y'all. You can ask your mom. I've been reaching out to your mom for years. Like, I just lost my mom last year. And about 5 years ago, I lost my brother. And I always seen that pain on my mom's face till the day she died. And I knew that, like, you know, I just one day realized, like, man, like, Slim's mom is my friend on Facebook. Man, she don't give a... She don't care if I know his lyrics and shit. Like, she lost her son. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't lose her favorite rapper. Like, that's her son. You know what I mean? And so I just, like, reached out to her and was like, I'm not delusional. I know, like, my pain is way different than yours. Like, you would kill to have my pain. You know what I mean? And I was always kept reaching out to her over the years. Anytime there was like a storm down there or something, I reach out to her, make sure she's good and everything. And just wanted her to know, like, you know, I'm a fan of her son's music, but like I also respect the fact that it's not music to her. Like, that's her son. You know what I mean? And just
right.
wanted her to like understand that like there are some of us to get that. That like I don't, you know, I'm sure those annoying fans in her inbox all the time, like, quoting Slim lyrics to her and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm sure that she appreciates it, but it's like, you know, her pain is different than ours. Like, your pain is different than mine. Like,
right.
you lost your brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I never want to lose sight of that. Like, you know, it's a lot more painful for you and I understand that. But
a lot of people don't understand that. Somebody really died. Like, somebody really died. And people's life changed. Somebody died.
Yeah. Like, the last thing that you care about is we didn't get another Soulja Slim album. Like, that's the last thing that you care about. Like, you lost your brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it speaks to your resilience. And, like we see with a lot of people from New Orleans, like, just the city in general, there's so much bounce back from you guys. The resilience, like, nothing keeps you guys down. And the way that, like, my favorite thing, when I get online and shit, I see you with that cutthroat chain on, and I'm just like, man, like, Slim ain't gone, man. Like, that motherfucker ain't never gonna die. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is living on, man. When I see you with that chain, I see Sam with that chain, and I'm just like, man, like, Slim's people are carrying. You know, you guys do a great job of it too. I mean that. Like, we still hear Soulja and all of you guys, and you guys really do a great job of carrying on this legacy. As fans, we appreciate that. But you know, all we can do is support y'all. And, you know, like I said, we're always here for you on this show. Your show is your show. You heard me?
I appreciate it. I really, really do. Thank y'all so much for, you know, messing with Slim like y'all do. That's love.
And one thing about Peaches is...
Go ahead, T-Max. We got to let her go. You can ask one more question, and she got to go, bro.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But one thing about it, Peach, is when you look at being that new wave of New Orleans, I mean, shout out to, of course, you, Sam, you know, OG Bezel, of course, 504 Icy Girl. She's really burning it up right now. I mean,
yeah.
From where you look at it from a perspective of where, from the bounce sound, rest in peace to DJ Black and Mild, of course. I mean, of course you had, you know, Manny Fresh. To watch that New Orleans in the late 1990s, of course, with Master P, Cash Money, well, mid-1990s to, you know, No Limit to Cash Money, y'all really, really ushered in a new level of hip-hop, a new form of it. It was already established down there. What was that like for y'all across the board to really have something that was regional in y'all area to go global and really, really people had a chance to find out about how y'all did it out there? What was that like?
I think mostly for probably, I can speak about me, but mostly other people probably felt the same. It made you think, it made us feel like we had something to aim for. Like it was something past New Orleans. Like it was a bigger picture. Like people, you know, we live in poverty every day, you know, lack of education, corruption when it comes to the justice system, or even when it comes to the elected officials.
Chief Pennington and all them, I know about that story. Like, Chief Pennington, Kingfish, Huey Long, I know that history.
Yeah, like, you know, so just to pick up and look at something and know we could actually make it out. I mean, look at Baby and when it was big. You know, all those cars in the videos, all those, you know, all that money, all that them different spots they were going to. That made you look forward to something. That made you, you know, when we would see these people in our neighborhood, it would excite you. It would be like, man, this is what I did it. They really made it. We have to see somebody make it for us to feel like they got something still here. Mm-hmm. Like every day you see people from the ages of now, 13, 14, 15, they can kill. In the street, dead. 14, we was going to a party.
Yeah, we had Magnolia Levy on here, and he was talking about little Derek, Baby's nephew. And he said, man,
right.
Every day he's pulling up in a different car every day, like a different Cadillac, different Benz, like every single day. Like, he really was stunting when he was, like, that young. And but you're right, like, you had to see it to believe it. And once y'all seen it, then y'all room with it.
You know, we knew it was achievable. How do we know it's achievable when we don't have nobody making it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. We're going to let you go, but go ahead and lead us into No Second Guessing. It's available everywhere right now. Go tell us a little bit about this record, and we'll play it. We'll go ahead and sign off.
All right, yo, this is your girl, G.I.P., just pulling it down. I'm over here doing it big. But look, check out my new single. It's called No Second Guessing. They about to play it right now. You can download it everywhere.
Thank you for joining us. You're definitely welcome to come
definitely.
Back in the near future.
Appreciate
we support you all the way. So this is No Second Guessing, G.I.P., rest in peace, Soldier Slim.
Oh, yeah.
You know to know me is a blessing, ain't no second guessing. Bet any nigga that I'm texting gon' give me his blessing. Look at my motherfucking necklace and my wrist lit. My time is dancing, yeah they doing them James Brown flip. Man, these bitches be so salty, hope they don't cross me. When they start hating, then they lost me, cause what the cause me? I'm only concerned with them dividends. My My ex broke my heart, felt like Tony, couldn't breathe again. But I'm in the streets, back to me again. I keyed the whip, then I deleted her. Beat up his bitch, cause she believed in him. Defeated, no bitch, I never did need it. My money longer, they getting slimmer. You wasn't with me in the gym, you's a contender. Keisha Cole, I remember, they try to hinder. Just go, still go, streaming cutthroat. Do you want smoke? Cause I heard you bitches coked out. Got a gang of bitches, we smoke our booty poke out. True religion, I'm still a Christian, stomp a hoe out. Go out sad, no never that. I heard these bitches bad about these niggas I never had. These hoes will trade their life for attention, no, no, never that. I'm all about my dollar chasing wallet, I'm in my bag. Yo,
do not play with peace. Do not motherfucking play with peace.
Love,
I heard them hoes say it wasn't me.
You know to know me is a blessing, ain't no second guessing. Bet any nigga that I'm texting gon' give me his blessing. Look at my motherfucking necklace and my wristlet. My time is dancing, yeah, they doing them James Brown flip. Man, these bitches be so salty, hope they don't cross me. Cause they start hitting, then they lost me, cause what the cause me? I'm only concerned with them dividends. My ex broke my heart, felt like Tony, couldn't breathe again. But I'm in the streets, back to me again, I keyed the whip to...